महाभारत रियल और आर दे स्टोरीज? ओके, अगेन यू हैव टू लुक एट हाउ डू वी नो सम थिंग्स, स्पेशली अबाउट हिस्ट्री. सी, हिस्ट्री इज नॉट लाइक अ एम्पिरिकल रिपीटेबल साइंस, लाइक ग्रेविटी. इफ यू से यू कैन सो दैट समथिंग इज फ्लावर, फ्रूट फेल डाउन एट दैट टाइम, फ्रूट कैन फॉल डाउन नाउ ऑल्सो. So history, how do we know what happened historically? Broadly speaking, there are multiple ways. Generally, if you want to look at whether a particular event which is reputed to have happened, has happened. So historians, how do they come to know about certain things? If we can adopt those same methodologies, then we can look at the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. At least with respect to the Mahabharata, we can say that Dwarka has been found. And not just the city Dwarka, but off the coast of the city, there have been very clear remains of an ancient city. A huge ancient city. And there has also been, it was dug over, their archaeological expeditions were done underwater, certain seals were found. Seals means marks of people belonging to a particular city. And there was a name of Vasudeva over there. So as far as the archaeological evidence for the existence of Dwarka is concerned, that is almost not debated now. Everybody accepts. So now if you consider, so that's archaeology is one way. Second is, there's another more sophisticated way which is called archaeoastronomy. Archaeoastronomy means that now with a sophisticated knowledge of mathematics and astronomy, so we know how the planetary bodies move, so how the celestial bodies move, and we can predict, say, the next eclipse is going to be after 6 months or 1 year. We can predict to some extent patterns, and then we can also say if a full solar eclipse occurred, when did it occur? Now it is said that Kali Yuga, it started at the start of Kali Yuga. All the 9 planets, they aligned in one line. Now this is an extremely rare event in human history, and this is described as a sign of the start of Kali Yuga in the epics itself. So now that age is approximately 3000 years old, what scientists themselves have said. Similarly, in the Mahabharata, there are a number of celestial formations that are described. Say, for example, this particular eclipse happened at this time, then this thing happened at that time. So now, if there are 5-6 such things that have happened in rapid sequence, say one lunar eclipse happens, and after that, after 3 days, a solar eclipse happens. Then, these two happening so quickly, we can predict when it could have happened. So, if you go on YouTube, there is a Krishna history or myth. There is a YouTube video, and there is a professor who has done a whole research on this. On this basis, the video was made. So, he's talking about this archaeoastronomy. The description of the archaeological thing, the description of the celestial formations, eclipse and others that are described in the Mahabharata, he did a dating for them. And that dating is again coming out to be approximately 3000 years old. Sorry, 3000, not 3000 years old, 3000 BC, that means 5000 years old. So, archaeology is one, archaeoastronomy is another. Then we also have architecture. So, now we do see, at least till 2500 years ago, there are invaders from Europe who came to India, Greek, and they have built columns, and on their columns they have put insignias of Krishna, Vasudev. So then we can say at least it's 2500 years, more years old. Another way is that cross-referencing of other texts. So now when Buddhism and Jainism rose in India, at that time these religions, they, in order to attract followers, critiqued Hinduism. Now when they critiqued Hinduism, they critiqued sometimes Krishna, they critiqued Rama, whatever. But none of them ever said that Ram and Krishna are not historical figures. If they were just imaginary, then one of the easiest ways to get down an opponent is to just, why do you have to talk about their arguments, their philosophy and their nature and their character and their activities? If you just say dismiss them, this is all imaginary. But none of them did that. So even opponents of the Vedic tradition have also talked about it. They have not talked about anything in mythology or non-rational. Now beyond all this, what history can prove and what history can't prove? What history can prove is maybe some people existed, maybe some kingdom existed. Now when God descends to this world, sometimes He performs some miracles. And when those miracles are performed, those cannot be historically proven. Say if somebody asks, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. Can you prove that? Well, there is no historical way to talk about it. These are supernatural things. Somebody asks, okay, you know, how did Krishna lift Govardhan Hill? You know, to lift the Govardhan Hill, if I had to lift even this phone on my finger, I need to put this finger at the center of gravity. So how did Krishna find a center of gravity to hold Govardhan? Well, Krishna doesn't need to find a center of gravity because Krishna is the source of gravity. So miracles are not against science, miracles are above science. God makes the laws of nature and sometimes if He wants, He can suspend the laws of nature. Now the supernatural things, we can't prove them historically. But that's not what history is about. Those things happen, we don't know. Now, unfortunately, because India is poor and India has not earmarked much funds for archaeological studies. That's why we don't have much archaeological evidence apart from Dwarka and a few other places. But many of the cities, in which the Bible talked about, which were considered mythology, when archaeological study was done, all those cities were found to be true. Not all, many of them were found to be true. So if we put in earmark more funds for archaeological studies, much, much more evidence can come out also. But even with the sparse funds that have been given today, we have a significant amount of archaeological, archaeoastronomical evidence, then architectural evidence and textual evidence. And by all these, we can make a reasonable case that, a strong case that the Mahabharata is historical. Now, as far as the Ramayana, because the Ramayana itself is so old, so the same level of evidence is not possible. But there are similar evidences which are available. But because we are talking about history and historically demonstrable or verifiable evidence, I focus on the Mahabharata.